1-800-259-9663. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition with Mark,
Allie,
and JJ.
You can call in, talk about whatever makes you happy or unhappy or frustrated or excited or giggly or whatever it is you wish. It's Free Talk Live.
Giggly.
The phones are open to you and the website's open to you at freetalklive.com. You can go there, link to stories or blog posts or whatever you wish. Other people have done the same. You can vote theirs up, vote it down. It's freetalklive.com. It's highly interactive. You know, if you get that story that you want people to see, it's a lot more effective than posting on your Facebook crawl there. Especially with if you got a bunch of friends, it just shoots down the line. People never even see it. So freetalklive.com. Speaking of, we're talking a little earlier about Ron Paul, and there's some interesting numbers. Yep, interesting numbers. You know, I mean, lots of our listeners very concerned with Ron Paul. Many of them are probably watching the debates right now, and Gary Johnson, who actually made it into the Fox News debate this evening, which I'm excited about. I think that one's in Florida. But there's, you know, some sort of good news for these Liberty candidates here. Got a couple of stories that I'll kind of blend together for you. One's from Boston.com, and it shows apparently Romney's in the lead and Perry is in fourth place in New Hampshire. Rick Perry may have jumped into an early lead in national polls, but he trails far behind Mitt Romney in New Hampshire, where the former Massachusetts governor has added an already commanding lead in the first in the nation primary, according to the new Suffolk University 7 News poll. The poll indicated that despite Perry's sudden burst into the national scene, Ron Paul and John Huntsman stand a better chance of emerging as Romney's chief rival in the Granite State. Romney holds a 27-point lead in New Hampshire, and this just goes to show how much geography matters in these elections.
That's terrible. I mean, really? 27-point ahead of the next person?
Yeah, and to some extent...
I don't believe that.
I'll bet you it's...
BS.
I bet you it's absolutely true to some extent. You know, geography matters, and New Hampshire considers itself to be a satellite state of Massachusetts to some extent. And there's a lot of people here that, you know, they've got Red Sox banners hanging out in front of their house. I mean, this is the Boston Red Sox. What's that got to do with you living in Keene, New Hampshire? And geography matters. Walter Mondale, who ran the most unsuccessful campaign in the United States, still took his home state of Minnesota back in, 1980, 1984. I'm not sure which one. I think it was 84. And, by the way, a child. Don't expect me to know these things. And, I mean, so geography matters. I think that means that Bachmann will probably do pretty well in the Iowa caucus. Romney will do quite well in the New Hampshire thing. But it does show the New Hampshire primary, and it does show that, you know, the other candidates and how they pan out is going to be important. Let me give you the numbers here. It is Mitt Romney with 36% in June. He's now at 41%. So he's at 41%. Ron Paul is at 14. Huntsman at 10. And Rick Perry is at 8. So that's a long stretch. Everybody's calling Perry the front runner. And, you know, in New Hampshire, which is an extraordinarily important race, he's not even beating Ron Paul and John Huntsman. And that doesn't speak well for the Texas governor's race. I really don't have much else to say about that other than I think that this is a weak field and it's still really anybody's race.
Well, I'm checking out this Fox News article about the debate. And, of course, you know, Fox News, the establishment right-wing neoconservative viewpoint. And they mentioned Ron Paul, I believe, twice in this entire article.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe 3 times. But anyway, it's mostly about Perry and Romney. Basically, they're making out Perry and Romney to be the big headliners, and they're trying to sell that to the American public by obviously pimping their, you know, candidacies and devoting so much article space to those two individuals.
Well, if you're in the media, you want to be the guy, the media organization that was right about who was going to be the president. And, you know, obviously
well, I
that
think they're also,
perpetuates.
Yeah, also trying to shape the debate, though, by...
I don't know that they are.
By including, by talking simply about Perry and Romney, and everyone else is simply hangers-on, if you will. There's no other candidate that can actually do anything, blah, blah, blah.
Right, and if you vote for someone else, then you're throwing away your vote, which is what people say about voting for Ron Paul. You're throwing it away, or at least that's what people have said in the past.
Indeed. I understand how people perceive what the media does, but I feel like this is largely, but if Ron Paul was the front runner, that they wouldn't be trying to shove him under the rug, that they would be trying to say that he, you know, that they'd be pushing him because they just want to be right.
I don't think so. I do not think that at all. In fact, I think Fox News does not want to be right. They want to pick the right person and put that person in office through their...
So they're choosing between Romney and Perry?
Yes.
I mean, there's a world of difference between those two candidates there.
It doesn't matter. Both of those candidates have shown that they will go along with the establishment.
Right.
Perry, through his actions in the Texas governorship, and then Romney, I mean, who's just a... I can't say those words on the air, but, you know, it's like both of these individuals have shown that they will torture... They will go to war. They will use the Fed to inflate the currency and debase and tax the poor. They will support, you know, Bush tax cuts and stuff like that. They will go along with the war on terror. They will go along with the war on drugs, you know, perpetuate the state. So the interest of Fox News is the perpetuation of the state because they are in bed with the state. So much of what they do is broadcasting and working with the state and their deals so that they can have this media empire haven't come about because of free markets. It's been because the state has been there along the way helping them or at least paving the way so that smaller upstarts can't have that sort of, you know, growth or influential upbringing.
I don't think Fox News has the clout to shape the debate.
I don't think you pay attention to the media then, because I would seriously disagree with you.
I think
a lot of people watch Fox News.
Oh, Fox News is the most watched news channel for a reason.
But I think CNN is the most watched.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, it may or may not be true. I'm not going to stand or fall on that one. But there are.
If you look at primetime ratings, Fox News usually wins primetime ratings on across the board.
Are you talking about like the O'Reilly factor?
Yeah, yeah. You know, between the normal time people watch things, it would be the prime time, which is, what, 5 to 8 p.m., depending on Eastern Standard or wherever your zone is. But Fox News is definitely a very much influential establishment party member. And
indeed, but they have competition from other influential establishment
they
media
have
organizations.
All, they came out of the blue. Okay, way back in the day, the first election that... there was the contested vote. Okay, that was the Al Gore and Bush election.
2000.
2000. I was watching Fox News before that happened, and you know I thought it was a pretty good channel at the time. And then the election started up, and Fox News literally changed. I watched it all unfold as I continued to watch it. I was in my dorm room, and you know, as a college student in your dorm room, you watch a lot of TV when you're bored. But anyway, they consistently changed into what they are now, which is an aggressive, you know, shaping sort of campaign where they go out and they actually use polls that are BS.
I don't think you can say they're aggressive. They may speak aggressively, but they're not aggressing. They're just,
I don't think aggressiveness
and
violence.
Misinformation is definitely bad. I wish that more people would worry and fact check, you know, worry about how reliable is their news source and actually act on that. I think more people are. It's been proven that people are turning to the internet more for their news.
Sure,
definitely.
So, but I mean, a lot of people still, you know, when you go out to places and they have a TV on, a lot of times it's turned to a Fox News talking about something, trying to make people afraid.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I mean, aggressive.
Why did Fox News allow Gary Johnson into the debate this time when basically for the last three debates he hasn't been on the floor?
He's not a threat.
You know, having two libertarians standing on the
maybe they're hoping
there
to water down Ron Paul's voice with Gary Johnson's. I don't know what their decision making is, but they don't really care about that. They're going to give most of the time to Perry and Romney. You'll see, and they're going to get the softball questions. I mean, you can pretty much script what's going to happen in this debate based on Fox News' proclivity for establishment contenders.
Well, I've got some, I've got a few more Ron Paul numbers here, and then we can move on from this. I'd just like to give people an update. You know, I know our listeners are concerned with this. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. The SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about getting some gold and silver for yourself, whether you get it as an investment, a hedge against inflation, or barter currency, and things, in case things go really south. we've teamed up with Midas Resources to make it easy for you to get some really great rates on gold and silver pieces and coins at gold.freetalklive.com. You should get some gold and silver for yourself. That's my personal recommendation. I have gotten plenty for myself. I recommend it for you. I believe those prices are going to continue to go up, up, and up, and that's going to only be good for you. If you get it from gold.freetalklive.com, we believe we've got some of the best rates on the Internet, and you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. So, Allie, asking me during the break, what was the question?
You seem to favor Gary Johnson over Ron Paul. Explain yourself.
Okay. So, initially, I have donated to the Gary Johnson campaign. I have not yet donated to the Ron Paul campaign.
Gasp.
I have been tempted to do so, but just haven't done it, at this point. It's not that I don't like Ron Paul. I think that he's great. He's done really well. You'll hear me talking about him far more than I talk about Gary Johnson on the show, because Ron Paul right now is getting the press. He's paid his dues. He ran a previous campaign. He's got a lot of coverage. He's scored as high as 20% in some polls. Came in second here in New Hampshire. He's getting a lot of traction. I like Gary Johnson for a couple of reasons. He's got executive experience. Ron Paul doesn't. That matters to people. I'm only looking at it from the standpoint of, for whom are people willing to vote?
Ron Paul's got an amazing record of voting for liberty, though.
And he had an amazing record voting for liberty in 2008 and got 8% of the vote here in New Hampshire, which is a great number, but not good enough.
Well, I mean, with the economic crisis, that's when I think people start waking up, you know? Like, I think the worse things get, the more support Ron Paul will have.
Gary Johnson has a great record, too. He's got, 700 vetoes in the 8 years that he was in office. Maybe it was 400. He is the vetoinist president in the United States at the time. And I believe, I haven't been able to prove it or disprove this statement, for that matter. He may be the vetoinist governor in the history of the United States. It's a heck of a claim. In New Mexico, he was, you know, there's a term limit, so he could not go be elected again. But he managed, it's a Democratic state, he managed to get elected as a Republican in a Democrat state. I think that's a really, because it doesn't matter how principled you are if you can't get elected. And I think that, you know, being a governor matters. People look at those things. Also, Ron Paul has, he's 75 years old, and a lot of people make decisions based on age and looks when it comes to the president, and sadly, they're 5% of the population will basically make this make or break this election. So 5% of the voting population will make or break this election. So I am of the opinion that at least 5% of Americans are dumb enough to not vote for somebody because of their age.
I mean, that's an interesting point. I think that in the past, people have looked for presidents who look like they're going to be strong, authoritarian, mm-hmm. and, you know, get the job done. I think people are realizing that getting the job done when it comes to government is a bad thing. And, you know, maybe we need more grandpas running at things, you know, people that are a little senile, don't really know what's going on, can't pass any laws, you know.
Well, and you were also saying something about how he was shaping the debate now, or the discourse now, with what his message was.
Right, yeah. I'm starting to see more and more of these candidates, at least in the Republican debates, trying to sound more and more like Ron Paul.
I would agree. He's absolutely framed the debate. I think you're 100% right. Rick Perry is talking about ending the Fed and all that stuff. Essentially, most of the positions that Gary Johnson has are very similar to Ron Paul's positions. He'll temper the way that he presents them. I think that that's both an advantage and a disadvantage. I think that many of the liberty lovers out there don't like the way he tempers his statements, but that may make him more electable. Frankly, he hasn't done that well in the polls up to this point. Maybe he has to pay his dues, too, and maybe he'll be a better choice in 2016. I don't know the answer. I hope they both do well. I want to see them both on the stage.
Yeah, I can't see 2016. I mean, I can't think about that. Pragmatically, okay?
Yeah.
Looking at what we're dealing with right now, we can't talk about, you know, the next election in 4 years from now. That's just foolish as far as I'm concerned. Let's deal with the situation we have right now and the tools and variables we have available. And at the moment, you know, it's what chance, okay, given your mark, you do this talk show for many years, and you're into politics, or at least you keep an eye on it, right? What chance do we have right now of having any sort of influence over the federal government doing something in the good direction, if you will?
Only in the presidential election. I mean, that's the only chance you have of doing anything.
Okay.
Ron Paul will win if people vote for Ron Paul. Gary Johnson will win if people vote for Gary Johnson.
Right.
It seems more likely that they'll vote for Ron Paul than they will for Gary Johnson. I mean, at this point, there's just a new poll comes out here that puts Ron Paul ahead of Perry and Huntsman and Bachman, and only slightly behind Romney as far as a versus Obama situation.
So, I think Perry is this year's Fred Thompson. I think he is definitely like the dud, if you will, in the rifle or the gun of the state worshippers.
I don't know whether I think Perry clearly Perry's star's not going to. I mean, it's gonna peak and come down a little.
I think
I don't know how far it's gonna go.
I don't think it's going up anymore. I think it's only going down.
It's a weak field, and this is the one thing about elections is somebody's got to win, and this is one of the reasons that I choose to vote. Somebody's going to win this thing, whether or not I choose to vote. So I'm going to cast a vote and see how that goes. I can't tell you whether or not Perry or Romney or Huntsman, Bachman or Paul or Johnson. I don't know. It doesn't look like Huntsman or Bachman, but at this point, it really is any person's game.
Yeah, I don't see that.
See, for me, when it comes down to voting in like a federal election, if I was to vote for Ron Paul, it wouldn't be so much as he's going to be president, I know it, if I vote for him. It's more like to send a message sort of thing, you know?
I agree.
You know,
but don't you think you can send that message by voting for Gary Johnson? Or do you not feel that since he doesn't take as hard of a line that you're sending as strong of a message?
I just don't really know a whole lot about. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about Gary Johnson, and I just don't.
And why look further if you have a candidate that largely?
I just agree with Ron Paul about so many things, and I mean, I think that a lot of maybe I'm just going along with. You know, this whole, a lot of people think a candidate maybe stands for things that they stand for just because they relate with them, even though they don't say it. And then a lot of people get suckered into voting for certain candidates despite what their arguments are for certain things because they think that it's just, they're just trying to get more votes by not having a stronger position about this. But with Ron Paul and just his relationship with, you know, like the Mises Institute and people there supporting him and everything. I mean, it's a largely anarchist organization. I'm not saying that Ron Paul is necessarily an anarchist, but he has a lot of...
That'd be tough. That'd be a tough sell. anarchist in the sense that he believes in freedom, because I think that's a really tough word to portray to people on the radio. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Does Ron Paul have a chance?
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and memes of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want to Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Sickle toll-free call-in line here on the Live Thursday edition with Mark,
Allie,
and JJ.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, create a patent, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. Again, it's LegalZoom.com. So, Ellie, you've got a story there from, Washington Post about this Troy Davis case. And it's been hitting the news a lot.
Right. Troy Davis, he's a man from Georgia.
Yep.
And he was executed last night. For allegedly killing an off-duty right. police officer.
Yeah. The highest crime one can commit here in the United States is cop killing, you know?
Well, when you kill one of the acolytes of the church, you know, the church is pretty unhappy.
Right. And the reason why a lot of people are upset about this, and it's caused a lot of stir over using the death penalty, the reason is because of all the doubt associated with this case. Seven of nine witnesses who testified against Davis have since recanted, many saying they were coerced by police, and there's no physical evidence tying him to the crime scene.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is pretty strong, right? Like, you know, these people may have testified, and he may have gotten the quote-unquote fair trial, but then later they recant their statements, and, you know, it seems to me that it's more important that we get justice than we get, like, a quote-unquote fair trial. I don't think that justice necessarily comes from them following their rules.
Right. It says, says, after the U.S. Supreme Court denied a last-minute stay of execution, the state of Georgia executed Troy Davis Wednesday night for the murder of an off-duty police officer, pronouncing him dead at 11:08 p.m. Davis had convinced hundreds of thousands of people he was innocent, but no court was willing to overturn his conviction. In his final moments, as Davis was strapped to a...
So they had seven of nine witnesses recanted their statement, but no court would in any way question this conviction, in any way send it back. Do you have any comments on this? 855-450-3733. It's the fastest way to get through here on Free Talk Live.
It says he nodded slightly to his attorney and then made a statement saying he was not responsible for the 1989 slaying of Mark Pacfail.
McPhail? Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm innocent. The innocent that happened that night is not on my... The incident that happened that night is not my fault, Davis said. Davis told his supporters to continue to fight the fight.
Yeah, and fight the fight against the death penalty is this guy's charge. And, you know, I understand that it's very emotional for the family of Officer McPhail here. And certainly they interviewed the family on, I saw an interview on it. And I get that. But killing an innocent man isn't going to do anything. And frankly, killing a guilty man isn't going to do anything either. I used to be a supporter of the death penalty. I have since changed my mind. And here are the reasons. A, it's been shown not to be a successful deterrent. Fewer murders are not committed in states that don't have the death, or fewer murders are not committed in states that do have the death penalty rather than the ones that don't. You would think that Texas would be a murder-free zone because it does so many executions.
Right.
I mean, this is the executionist place in the free world, and that doesn't seem to matter at all as far as their numbers go. Actually, as a percentage of capita per capita, Oklahoma actually is the most executing state right there next to Texas. But so it's not a deterrent. It costs more to execute somebody than it does to leave them in prison for life because of all the stuff that goes on, the appeals and that kind of
legal
thing. And one can say to oneself, well, then we just need to execute them faster. But that really doesn't come. It speaks directly to my third point. The most important of this is we're humans.
Right.
We make mistakes. Anybody who doesn't think they make mistakes really needs to be plated in gold and worshipped. And so, therefore, we know we make mistakes. Why in the world would we make this very permanent kind of punishment, like the death penalty, when you may find out information, say in like Troy Davis's case here, where that we find out you've executed an innocent person. Quite a few people have been exonerated, and hundreds of people have been released from death row since the early 70s when they repealed the death penalty, or made it legal again, or whatever, made it constitutional again, because they made it unconstitutional there for a minute, and that changed everything. And
well, I think it violates the Constitution, simply the premise of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, or property, whatever. Just the idea that if the state was created to safeguard the rights of individuals and the life, liberty, and property of individuals, then why does it also have the power to kill individuals?
I think that the argument...
I think that's a hypocritical
The argument
law.
On that, the other side would be that, they're killing this person in order to protect life, because he's obviously taken it, or they have obviously...
Yeah, sorry, I can't buy that.
I was actually listening to some Walter Block today, and he was talking about the death penalty, and a point he made was, if we had a machine that could somehow transfer the life out of one person who's alive and put it into someone who's died... then that could be the ultimate justice for someone who has, been proven to have killed someone, to have to give up their life and put it back in the life of the person they killed. And
interesting, yeah.
That would be perfect justice, in his mind at least. But what does the victim's family get from having the aggressor killed?
And this is an absolutely very prescient and important statement, is that they get nothing.
Well,
the victim's family gets something. What do they get?
Okay. They get the negative experience of killing another human being, or at least being a part of a situation that kills someone else. So
the hole in their heart isn't.
They have
be
a tragic experience. Yeah. What they need is positive, constructive experiences to make them whole. They need a grieving period, of course, but then they need something positive to correct the negative tragedy that happened. You're not going to get something positive right. by killing someone else.
More hate and negativity isn't
exactly.
going to make up for hate and negativity. And all the if they kill this guy, burn his cut his body into little chunks, set it on fire, spread the ashes into the four worst places in the globe, these people still aren't going to feel any better. Their son's still going to be gone, and they're still going to hurt. And that, that's, I'm not trying to minimize that. I totally understand that.
Right.
But killing somebody, even the guilty party, isn't going to change
it. Well, I think the state's proven that it can only destroy.
That's what, but the state is an organization of violence. They have monopoly privilege in the use of force. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary?
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. Hey. What's on your mind?
I just got a couple of comments to make about the Gary Johnson versus Ron Paul kind of thing.
Okay.
And I like Gary Johnson. When I first heard of him, I thought, man, oh, that guy's cool. He really believes in freedom. But the more I hear about him, I mean, I think he just seems kind of confused. Like, he's kind of general sense that, yeah, freedom's cool. But I don't think he's really thought it all through. I keep hearing him say, like, it's all a cost-benefit analysis for me. Well, what if it turned out, it seems like it makes more sense economically to put collars on everybody and have them be our slaves.
Ron Paul does say that it's cost-benefit analysis.
And the guy just really gets it.
Indeed. At least Gary Johnson understands that the freedom generally comes out on the positive in a cost-benefit analysis. I will agree that from a philosophical standpoint, I find Ron Paul to be more firmly grounded than Gary Johnson. I just don't, when we were early on in this election process, I felt Gary Johnson had a better chance of winning than Ron Paul did. That's why
I don't think he's as capable of making the intellectual argument for freedom as Ron Paul is.
Do you think making an intellectual argument for freedom has anything to do with winning a presidential election?
No, it does for the intellectuals, but you need to market someone. That's what you need. You need some slick marketing guru that helps Ron Paul present this polished product that the consumer can then consume.
Gary, do you have anything else?
Ron Paul facelift.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Calling all shooters. Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear.
This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. I don't know. You might be able to squeeze in here. 855-450-3733. Let's get right into the calls. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How y'all doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, I think the young lady there, I don't know her name, just mentioned Alan Ault. Alec. And Alan Ault was just on Rachel Maddow. And I listened to him last night.
Who is he?
You could just hear.
Hold on. Tell me who he is.
Does she know? Go ahead if she wants to tell. Anyway, he's a former prison warden that has executed people. But anyway, he called up. I mean, he wrote a letter telling them, forewarning them. He said, this is the most premeditated of all murders. Think about it.
Sure.
What murder is more premeditated?
Yep. This is another another aspect is the Constitution rules out cruel and unusual punishment. If you ask people how they wish to die, they will generally tell you, I want to die in my sleep, or I would like to go quickly, I would like to do this, that, or the other. No one will ever tell you, and this is one of the worst ways to die, would be, I want to sit in a cell where I can't go anywhere for 15 years. I want to be tortured by having three or four different times that I am brought to the death chamber, but I then manage to live a little longer. I can't move outside of my cell. I'm treated like a dog for that 10 or 15 years, and then finally they kill me.
You nailed it. That is torture. You know, this happened in four times.
Yeah.
Think about that. Fixing to kill him. Okay, we might think about it a second. But, hey, it is insane. But listen, this Alan Ault, you ought to just look him up, see what he's saying. He says it takes a heavy toll. It took a real heavy toll on him. And he said anybody of conscience, it will destroy them. And he's warned them. He's telling them now, go get counselors set up. You and everyone involved is going to need it.
I wonder.
I mean, it is insane, hey Mark. But that's why I love Blackstone's ratio.
What's Blackstone's ratio?
Better that 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer, because you may be the innocent one.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
That's absolutely true.
I'll get off here.
Thanks very much for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. You know, when it comes down to it, that's the way our system's supposed to work. Yes, I know. It is frustrating when people who do wrong don't see some kind of justice.
But when it's systemic, and when not only do they not see justice, but when they are eventually promoted to some other position, or when they still receive the same benefits and they're lauded as a upstanding member of the community and the service they provide, I mean, it just smacks of just you know, not only hypocrisy in the ideas of what a good person is and how to act, but also in just the wrong way to do anything.
Well, you know, when you think about this, and you're worried about people getting off and all that other stuff, you're really looking at the wrong situation. When you talk about the arrests in the United States, fewer than 1%, that means 99% the other way, fewer than 1% actually ever make it to trial. That means that people...
The plea deal system, is that what you're talking about?
What's that?
The plea deal system?
Yeah, essentially, plead... It's because people plead out, they never get a trial before their peers. And that what that says to me is that some innocent people say to themselves, because the charges have been stacked on so heavily, that my chances of winning are outweighed by this sweeter deal that they're offering me. Frankly, that's what happened in my case. I know what this feeling is like. I know what it is to make a calculation to yourself that says, okay, they're going to give me this sentence, but I can be out in 2 or 3 years, or I can take this to trial because I didn't really do this, but I was kind of involved, I was around or whatever. I know what kind of choices people make in their minds, and it's not justice. So if you're worried about justice, the plea deal system's where you need to start looking, not people who are killing cops.
Right.
Secondly, more than 66%, about 66% of people who go to trial, these are people that have, above the 99%, this fewer than 1%, these 66% are found guilty. What that says to me is that human beings, and this has been shown in the Sanford Prison Experiments and the, I can't remember what the other one, the Milgram Experiments, it's been shown that people tend to defer to authority. The state's attorney, the judges, these people are authorities. The defendant sitting there has been accused by police officers who are authorities. People defer to authorities.
Not only deferring, but being a part of the authority, by being a vessel through which that authority can flow and then condemn someone.
So the suggestion that we have here is that somehow or another our system is so great that only one-third of 1% of the time does it make mistakes. And that's absolutely ludicrous. Only a crazy,
right,
sociopathic madman would claim that. Let's go to Charmaine in Florida. Charmaine?
Hi, how are you doing?
All's well.
Great. I would like to tell you real quickly on the Troy Davis situation.
Yep.
My sisters and I were talking about this last night and saying, God, how would we feel if this were our brother and we really, really believed he was innocent?
It's got to be tough.
And I think a good point here is it's kind of like, oh, let's kill him. That'll teach him. Well, obviously, it doesn't teach him anything. He's dead. But what
right.
it does is takes another set of friends and family and puts those innocent people in the same unenviable position of being heartbroken over the death of someone. And they did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Frankly, the death row is a bigger punishment than the death chamber,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
I
mean, if you want to give a punishment that's terrible to a murderer, put them on something equivalent to death row. Obviously, it wouldn't be a death row if there was no death penalty. But put them on something equivalent and then leave them there. I mean, that's going to – and that way, at least you can take them out if you've made a mistake. Jermaine?
Yeah, and also I'd like to quickly recommend anyone who's interested in thinking about the death penalty to watch a Kevin Spacey movie called The Life of David Gale.
Life of David Gale. I have not watched it, but I will put that on my list.
Not well known.
Charmaine, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm giving the number. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Hey, Free and Freeman, day 44.
That's right.
Hey, he's caged like a wild Russian boar, but you know what? The only thing that gets cagier than the Russian boar that sees one of his own cage is when you actually cage him himself.
I like Cajun food.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Happen with you. And, hey, I agree with that, Mark, with the C. Stevens.
Yeah.
That guy's pulling back the curtain on The Wizard of Oz, and that guy is very inspiring to listen to.
Agreed. I think he does some amazing work. I'm interested in seeing, you know, what kind of effect he can have in the long term, especially up here in New Hampshire.
Well, I'll tell you what, he was talking about how the judge said it was philosophical or whatever, so But let's go to the Sixth Amendment, which is one long paragraph. There's no sentences, one long paragraph. The last part of it is, and to have the assistance of the counsel for his defense. I think having Mark Stevens in your corner doesn't get much better. And I don't even think that guy's an attorney, is he?
No, he is not a lawyer. Lawyers are agents of the court or officers of court.
Yes.
So therefore, they are beholden to the courts.
Well, Mark, that's the first time I heard him was tonight, but that guy's smarter than your average bear. He's smarter than most attorneys I've ever got hammered with.
And indeed. Well, he certainly takes a different tact, which is exposing the violence inherent in the system and making the officials own it. They don't want to own it, and so therefore, oftentimes they'll drop cases and that kind of thing. Obviously,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I agree with you completely. And he's not. He's showing you the difference between us, fair liberty fighters, and the sheeple who are lined up at the airport taking their shoes and socks off and emptying their pockets. You know what I mean?
No,
we're the feral wild ones. Like I said, we're the Russian boars, you know. We're out there, we're going to fight them, and that we're what they're most afraid of.
Well, yeah, I think the approach that I'd rather talk about taking, instead of fighting and being savage and brutal and feral...
Well, sometimes, you know what?
Captain Ned, just please listen to me for a second.
Okay.
I'd rather be creative. I'd rather be persuasive, influential, cunning, you know, all these different... clever... I'd rather be the positive caged fox. Yeah, no, it's how you say it, and it's the place where you come from. Than when you
but
say
anybody
that.
Who believes that you're not ruled by the same law of the sea, the fastest, the biggest teeth rule, the law of the jungle. Now the cage, you're right. The ones that are very attuned to their environment, they hide, they can do well. But at one point or another, you're going to have to fight. And that's the bottom line, man. You're either predator or prey. And I hate to, it's very philosophical to say, hey, you know, we can reason with these people, we can do this and that. You're either predator or prey at some point. And if you've never been in that situation, you don't understand it.
Well, I certainly have been in that situation. But,
and Mark, I know you have.
One thing that I think to myself, though, is that largely, the fighting hasn't happened yet. I mean, there's this Claire Wolf quote out there, which is really awesome, is it's too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards. And,
I'll tell you what, your show last night was fantastic, and I think it was... the gentleman who was talking about taking your batteries out of the cell phone, we're way past Orwellian. The time, and they're not going to use this against terrorists. This is going to be used against the masses here.
Ned, thanks for the call. 85, Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
Allie.
And JJ.
Thanks for listening.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.